You're listening to SBS News.
One of the great Australian athletes of all time, Dylan Alcott, makes a major announcement.
Today I'm announcing that at the Australian Open in a couple of months will be my last tennis tournament. I've kind of known this for a little while and I'm going to get emotional talking about it because it's such a special place for me, and there's no way I could have finished my career at the US Open a few weeks ago, because the US Open is not my home. This is my home, and the Australian Open changed my life. Tennis changed my life. Without tennis, I wouldn't be here sitting here in front of you talking to you today, potentially sitting here at all, if I'm honest. I owe it everything. And what better way to finish in my home city, in front of crowds, big, big crowds.
After achieving the Golden Slam in 2021, that is all four Grand Slam tournaments and Olympic gold in a single season, Dylan Alcott will compete at just one more major before retiring from professional tennis and focusing on off-court projects.
Just forever grateful for the opportunity that I've had to do the thing that I love for so long, but the time has come for me. I feel redundant. I feel old. I feel a bit washed up, and the next generation is coming, and it's their turn to dominate and get the recognition that they deserve. So, yeah, really looking forward to getting out there and doing my thing one more time and hopefully making it 16. We'll see what happens, but just enjoying the moment.
The 30-year-old has won the Australian Open 7 times, making him the most successful quad tennis player of all time, and aims to win it one more time in January 2022. In total, he has won 15 Grand Slam singles titles and 8 doubles titles. Earlier this year, he won his 4th Paralympic gold medal in Tokyo. Alcott previously won Paralympics gold in 2008 and silver in 2012 with the Australian Rollers basketball team, before winning double quad tennis gold in singles and doubles in Rio.
I'm super proud, and probably more proud of the work that we've done off the court, to be honest. Being a good tennis player is probably the 32nd priority in my life, and I mean that. Being a good person is number one, a good family member, a good friend, a good partner to my partner Chantel, and being a good advocate for my community to change perceptions for people like me so they can live the lives they deserve to live and get the opportunities that I've had. I'm so lucky, and it's not me, it's we. We've all done this.
Also speaking at the press conference at the National Tennis Centre, Tennis Australia Chief Executive Craig Tiley paid tribute.
A legend of the sport. Everything he plays, he wins. Everything he does, he wins. So Dylan, on behalf of the entire tennis community, I just want to remind everyone of that great success. And you never talk about it, but we will. And say how incredibly proud we are of you, not just the tennis community, but the entire country.
Alcott is an Australian wheelchair tennis player, wheelchair basketball player, commentator and motivational speaker. He was born in Melbourne 1990 with a tumour wrapped around his spinal cord, and doctors operated to remove it, but it left him with paraplegia. He is an outspoken advocate for the rights, perception and well-being of people living with disability. He has often used his success to highlight multiple issues, including mental health. He previously revealed that he used to hate himself and his disability, crediting tennis for saving his life and giving him purpose. Alcott started playing tennis around the age of 16, then achieved his first international success with the Australian wheelchair basketball team known as the Rollers. Alcott aims to devote more of his time and focus on helping men and women with disability transition from sport into top jobs, launching a new program called Wild Collective through Alcott's larger project called Get Skilled Access. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.